Jess, I want to start with your photo contest winner. And man, oh man, I know a lot of photos were taken this year because it seemed like the yellow poppies were particularly brilliant.
They really were. And I never did go up to see them in person, but I know a lot of people who did. And like you said, there were a lot of photographs of them.
Oh, yeah.
But it turns out that one of the area 4-H clubs, or many of them, I guess, are having different contests for the kids. Keep them busy during this time of the pandemic. And this one is just a stunning photograph by Morgan Autry. And that really shows those yellow poppies that carpeted the Oregon Mountain foothills. And we have a story that goes along with that photo on page 13 to tell you all about what the 4-H clubs are doing to keep those kids busy. It's a pretty good story.
That's great. Yeah, they were really beautiful this year. Well, you also this week in the Las Cruces Bulletin have letters from the CEOs of both Mountain View and Memorial Medical Center.
Yeah, they came in a few days apart, and I thought, well, let's just package those together. So on page 8, their letters, both of them, of gratitude to the community about how the hospitals have been operating and how the community has cooperated during the pandemic. So they're both in there, and we hope people will get a charge out of them. I certainly enjoyed reading them the first time around, and I think people will too.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, looking ahead to the first week in June, it is primary election day in New Mexico, although early voting is already underway, and you have a preview of the primary.
Right. Mike Cook did a story about who's running in which races and the early voting that is underway, as well as absentee voting, where you can cast your ballots. We've got those lists of places and addresses. And as I said, he has a little story, a sidebar, about how you can request an absentee ballot and still vote by mail if that's your preference. Although if you're going to do that, you need to do it soon because it has to be in by a certain deadline to be counted.
Yes, absolutely. And nmvote.org is the place to go for information on that. May is Historic Preservation Month in Las Cruces, and you have a story on this. What are they up to?
A story and photos. The city of Las Cruces declared or proclaimed May as Historic Preservation Month, and they're looking for people to actually go around the community and take pictures and submit them of historic properties. And, of course, most of those are going to be in the old downtown area of the original town plat. We've got three of those photos on page 14 showing properties right here in the heart of Las Cruces. Pretty cool, but there's plenty of other properties that probably haven't been photographically memorialized, and we're asking the community to help do that.
Okay, I love this story. A lot of art galleries, of course, are closed up because of the pandemic, but that did not stop a Picacho Hills artist from creating a gallery everyone can see, right?
That's absolutely right. Paul Maxwell decided to create a gallery in front of his house, and he's got some beautiful work out there. Elva Osterreich went out there and got a story about the man along with some terrific photos of him and his work. Drive-by art appreciation never looks so good, man. It's a really cool concept, a great idea, and something for the whole community to enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Paul. That is fantastic. Finally, you have a story with some Las Cruces banks and the how busy they have been during the pandemic. Tell us why.
Well, the payroll protection plan that was rolled out by Congress and signed by the president to help people stay on payrolls during the pandemic, it's turning out to be a very popular program. One local bank we talked to, Citizens Bank actually, has processed more than 800 applications for these low-interest loans. The loans can be forgiven if they're used within a certain time frame and if they're used for certain purposes, primarily for payroll. We talked to Las Cruces accountant Christine Wright about the advice that she's giving clients who may be considering getting in on the action of the payroll protection program, and that story is on page 29. It kicks off our business section.
All right. Well, look for it. Those stories, much more in the Las Cruces Bulletin this week. Jess, thanks so much.
You bet. And you can also check out LasCrucesBulletin.com if you want to check out everything that's in there, not just what I had time to talk about.
All right. Will do. Thanks so much, Jess.
Thanks, Fred. Bye-bye.